I am Yolanda King, the firstborn child of Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King Jr. And I thank you, Dave and Steve, for allowing me to intrude. I'm not on the program, as you can see. But I wanted to have this opportunity to first share a few words myself about Aunt Fran, and also to read a statement that is from my aunt, my mother's sister. But first, my words. I had the opportunity, of course, to meet Aunt Fran and Uncle Cecil, whom my siblings and myself affectionately called Aunt and Uncle, as a very small child, and of course I didn't really remember much of that. But I really got to know her when I was a teenager. I was an adolescent. And she came to stay with my family, to work with my mother very closely right after my father's assassination, and then returned many times after that. And the thing that I appreciated so much about Aunt Fran is that she listened. And I love to talk. I was talking with Tim, and you said something so profound. You know, we're given two ears and one mouth. There's a reason for that. We should do more listening many times than we do talking. Aunt Fran listened, and she not only listened, but she heard. And during that time, I was a teenager, and my major preoccupation of the day was boys. And she'd listen to me talk about all my concerns and my worries and all the changes I was going through because I was in love for the first time. She helped me to go and get through that and get beyond that when it fell apart in front of my face. And then when it was time for me to make some decisions about school and what I was going to do and some things that I wanted to do, again, it was Aunt Fran was one of the people that I would talk to because I knew she would listen. And when she came back with something, when she chose to speak, it was always something that was profound, something that I could use, something that would help me. She didn't spend a lot of time saying, you should do this and you should do that and you should do. She just would just very gently and very straightforward. That was the other thing. She didn't mince words. She said exactly what she thought and got to the point. And it was always something I could use. I am so thankful for her presence in my life and to all that she contributed to who I am. And always being true to herself. I admired that so much because as a young person, I spent a lot of time trying to live up to a lot of other people's expectations. And Aunt Fran was one of the people in my life who just was very true to herself. She did her own thing and lived and let her light shine in such a bright and beautiful and pure and truthful way. And I thank her for that. Finally, a tribute to Dr. Francis Smith Thomas. Like the great Earth Mother, Frances Smith Thomas was a nurturer. This is the role she played in my life. Fran related to me as if I were her own child. And when my son came, I noticed that she related to him as if he were her grandchild. In her quiet and uncanny way, Fran gave the people she loved the kind of support that brought out the best in them. She helped me to find myself, my strongest talents, and God put me on the path to their development and fruition. It was this woman's prodding that led me eventually to choose to take a terminal degree in theater arts, which enabled me to teach theater courses and direct plays at the university level during the last 25 years of my teaching career. This was the fulfillment of my fondest dream. Without Fran's influence, I would never have achieved this goal. Oh, Great Spirit, oh, Heavenly Father, I humbly thank thee for the creative force that Frances Thomas became in my life. It is with a profound sense of gratitude that I remember her. May her soul rest in peace. From Edith Scott Bagley, Cheney, Pennsylvania, March 10th, 1999, and from myself.